There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, it's Eric, welcoming you back to another relaxing episode of Listen to Sleep. It was a beautiful day here on the mountain, so Bodhi, Joey, Ashi, and I took off on a walk to check out some of the creeks and to see the spring wildflowers. If you've never taken a walk in the wilderness with two dogs and a cat, I made a video so you can join us. You'll find it on my TikTok and Instagram. They're both at Listen to Sleep. In this week's original bedtime story, inspired by A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh, we'll venture into the heart of an ancient forest, where a gentle bear and his eclectic group of friends embark on a quest to guide a lost bird back to her home, discovering along the way the true meaning of friendship, courage, and the essence of home within the bonds they forge. Their journey, filled with challenges and moments of self-discovery, weaves a tale that celebrates the magic of helping one another and the stories that connect us all. Let's take a deep breath. In and out. Just letting go of the day, feeling the weight of gravity pulling you deep down into the mattress. And another deep breath in and out. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. This is your time, quiet time. And one more deep breath in with me. And out. If you get tired while I'm reading to you, that's okay. Just let yourself drift off. The Lost Little Bird. In the heart of an ancient whispering forest, where the sun dappled through the thick canopy, and the air was always filled with the fragrance of wildflowers, there lived a bear named Wooly. Wooly was not like other bears. He was gentle, thoughtful, and had an unending love for stories. He believed that every leaf in the forest and every ripple in the stream had its own tale to tell. One crisp morning, as the forest awoke to the melody of birdsong, Wooly set out to visit his dear friend Thistle, a small, anxious boar who had found bravery in the most unexpected of places. Thistle lived on the other side of the meadow, where the grass swayed in soft whispers and the flowers nodded their heads in greeting. As Wooly ambled through the forest, he pondered what story the day might bring. He didn't have to wonder for long. Near the edge of the meadow, under the shade of a grand oak tree, Wooly and Thistle stumbled upon a sight that would indeed make for a very special story. There, caught in the thicket, was a little bird with feathers as blue as the midday sky. She was the smallest bird they had ever seen, and it was clear she was far from home. They learned her name was Flutter, a name that suited the rapid beating of her tiny heart. "Won't you help me find my way back home?" Flutter's voice was as soft as the breeze, yet it carried a weight of sadness that tugged at Wooly's heart. Without hesitation, Wooly and Thistle agreed. They would help Flutter find her way back, for no adventure was too great when it came to aiding a friend in need. They knew they would need the wisdom and skills of their other friends, so they set off to gather their little band of adventurers. First, they sought Hopper, a hare with a zest for life that was unmatched in the forest. Hopper's energy was infectious, and his ability to leap great distances with a single bound was legendary. Next, they called upon Sage, a tortoise as old as the forest itself. Sage's wisdom was sought after by all who lived in the forest, for there was no problem too great or too small that Sage could not ponder over and offer counsel on. Lastly, they approached Bramble, a hedgehog whose outlook on life was decidedly less sunny than his friend's. Despite his somewhat gloomy disposition, Bramble had a heart of gold and would do anything for his friends. Together, they formed a circle around Flutter, each offering their promise to help her return to her home. They listened intently as Flutter described her home. A place of towering trees, clear singing streams, and a nest hidden amongst the laughing leaves of a giant oak tree, not unlike the one they found her under. Their journey was set, their spirits high. They would traverse the forest, from the deepest valley to the highest hill, in search of Flutter's home. They would face challenges, of that they were certain. But together, there was no obstacle too daunting, no journey too perilous. As the sun began its descent, painting the sky in hues of orange and pink, Wooly and his friends stepped into the forest, embarking on an adventure that would weave them into a story of friendship, courage, and discovery. A story that would remind them all of the magic that unfolds when hearts join together to help one another. This was the beginning of a journey that would bind them in ways they could not yet imagine. A tale that would be told and retold under the canopy of the ancient forest for generations to come. As the golden hues of dawn painted the sky, Wooly and his friends, with Flutter nestled gently in Wooly's soft fur, stood at the edge of the known forest, ready to step into the unknown. Sage, with a map spread out on the forest floor, pointed a slow, thoughtful claw toward the river that whispered tales of distant lands.
"This river," Sage mumbled, "will guide us toward Flutter's home. Its waters have danced under the same stars that watch over her nest."
With a shared nod, they embarked, the river's melody leading their way. The journey was not without its trials. Thicket after thicket, they pushed forward, their spirits undimmed. Thistle, though small, showed a bravery that belied his size, diving into dense underbrush to clear a path. Hopper, with boundless energy, scouted ahead, ensuring the safety of the group with his keen eyes. As midday approached, the sun stood high, a watchful guardian in the sky. The friends found themselves in a clearing where the air buzzed with the harmony of life. Here, they encountered a challenge unforeseen. A bridge that once promised safe passage over a rushing stream lay broken, its pieces scattered like forgotten dreams. The group stood at the bank, pondering their next move. It was Bramble who, despite his usual gloom, stepped forward with a spark of determination in his eyes.
"We may not be builders," he said, "but together
We are more than the sum of our parts. Inspired by Bramble's uncharacteristic optimism, they set to work. Wooly and Hopper gathered sturdy branches. Thistle and Flutter collected vines for ropes. And Sage, with a wisdom born of many seasons, directed their efforts. Piece by piece, the bridge began to take shape, a testament to their friendship and their resolve. As the sun began its descent, casting long shadows on their labor, the bridge stood once more, a bridge not just of wood and vine, but of hearts intertwined. Crossing the restored bridge, they found themselves in a part of the forest where the trees whispered secrets of ancient times. And the air shimmered with the magic of untold stories. Flutter, her heart buoyed by the kindness of her new friends, sang a melody that seemed to light their path. As night draped its velvet cloak over the forest, they settled in by a gentle fire, its flames dancing to the rhythm of their laughter and stories. Wooly, looking around at his friends and the little bird they had all come to cherish, felt a warmth that no fire could match. They were more than travelers on a journey. They were a family, forged by the bond of shared adventures and dreams. In the quiet of the night, under the gaze of a million stars, they dreamed of the day ahead, of the challenges they would face, and the joy of helping Flutter find her way home. The forest, with all its mysteries and wonders, watched over them. As dawn's first light threaded through the canopy, Wooly and his companions woke to a world reborn, the air crisp with the scent of adventure. Today, they felt, would be a day of discovery. Flutter, more animated than ever, flitted around the group, her tiny wings shimmering in the sun's early rays. With the map as their guide, they ventured deeper into the forest, where the trees grew ancient and the ground whispered tales of old. The deeper they traveled, the more the forest seemed to come alive, responding to Flutter's song with a symphony of rustling leaves and distant echoes. Their path led them to the edge of a vast, misty valley, where the air held a chill and the ground fell away into the unknown. Hopper, ever the scout, bounded ahead, his ears twitching at every sound. It was here, at the brink of the valley, that they faced their next trial. A fog so dense it seemed to swallow all the light, obscuring their way forward. Sage, peering into the mist, spoke softly. In the heart of uncertainty, our plans may fail us, but our inner light always guides the way. Taking a moment to close his eyes and breathe deeply, Wooly felt the truth in Sage's words. They closed ranks with Flutter's light song as their beacon and ventured into the fog. The mist was disorienting, a world where up seemed down and time lost its meaning. But the group pressed on, their trust in each other their only certainty. It was Thistle who, with his keen sense of smell, led them through the thickest fog, his small form a steady presence ahead. Emerging from the veil of mist, they found themselves at the heart of the valley, where the sun broke through the clouds, illuminating a hidden glen. It was a place untouched, wildflowers carpeting the ground, and a clear stream winding its way through the green. It was here, in the tranquility of the glen, that they encountered a creature of legend. A phoenix, feathered in flickering flames, perched upon a stone, its eyes alight with ancient wisdom. The phoenix spoke, its voice a melody. You have journeyed far, little ones, with courage and kindness as your guides. Your quest touches the very essence of the forest's heart. The phoenix, moved by their mission, offered them guidance. Beyond this glen, atop the Wind Whisperer Peak, you will find the path to your friend's home. But beware, the climb is treacherous, and only by working together will you reach the summit. With renewed purpose, Wooly and his friends thanked the phoenix, whose flames danced in a farewell salute. They set their sights on the distant peak, its silhouette a looming challenge set against storm clouds in a darkening sky. As they resumed their journey, the bond between them deepened, each step bolstering their already unwavering spirit. The forest seemed to watch over them, its creatures offering silent encouragement, and even Bramble couldn't help but smile, feeling a part of something greater. The path to Wind Whisperer Peak was arduous, a climb that tested their strength and will. But with each obstacle, their resolve grew, their friendship a light against the shadows. As they ascended and the storm began to pass, the world opened before them, a vast panorama of the forest's majesty and mystery. At the peak, as they looked out over the canopy stretching across the horizon, they understood the true meaning of their journey. It was not just about guiding Flutter home, but about discovering home within themselves, forged in the heart of the forest and the warmth of friendship. They spent the night nestled in soft beds of moss on the summit, and as the first light of dawn kissed the horizon, it cast a golden glow over Wind Whisperer Peak. Wooly and his friends were preparing for the final leg of their journey, while Flutter, her energy a mix of anticipation and nervous excitement, hovered close to Wooly, her tiny heart beating like a drum of hope. The descent from the peak was a silent one, each step taken with a reverence for the journey they had embarked upon together. The forest below, bathed in the morning light, seemed to welcome them back into its embrace, a myriad of colors and sounds greeting them at every turn. The clues they had gathered along the way, from the tales of the river to the wisdom of the phoenix, had woven together a map of the heart, leading them to this moment. As they ventured deeper into the forest, the air grew thick with the scent of pine and earth, a scent that spoke of ancient places and hidden secrets. It was Hopper, his keen eyes catching a glimmer of light through the trees, who first signaled for the group to pause. There, through a break in the foliage, lay a clearing, sunlight streaming down upon the laughing leaves of a single giant oak tree, its branches wide and welcoming. Flutter, recognizing the silhouette of the tree, let out a joyous trill, her wings carrying her forward as if pulled by an unseen force. The group followed, their hearts lifted by the sight of their friends' excitement, a shared feeling of anticipation buzzing through the air. As they entered the clearing, the true majesty of Flutter's home revealed itself. The oak tree, much grander now up close, held within its boughs a nest woven from the finest twigs and feathers, shimmering in the sunlight like a crown. The streams they had followed whispered around the edges of the clearing, their songs now clear and joyful. Flutter danced around them, her voice a melody of thanks and joy. "This is it, my home, my heart's resting place. You have brought me back to where my story began." The group gathered around, watching as Flutter reunited with her home, the emotional weight of their journey finally settling in. Wooly, feeling a lump in his throat, realized that home was not just a place, but the feeling of being surrounded by those who care. A realization that echoed in the eyes of his friends. It was then, in the quiet of the clearing, that they heard it. A chorus of wings. Flutter's family, drawn by her song, emerged from the depth of the forest, a flurry of blue feathers and joyful chirps. The reunion was a sight to behold, a celebration of return and belonging, a reminder that no journey is too great when it leads back to the embrace of family. As Wooly and his companions watched the family reunion, they understood that their journey had been about more than just guiding Flutter home. It was a journey of discovery. Discovery of the strength found in friendship, and the realization that home is anywhere that your heart is at peace. Standing at the edge of the clearing, the group shared a moment of silent understanding, a promise that no matter where their individual stories would take them, they would always be at home in the peace found in the forest and in their friendship. As they turned to leave, their spirits buoyed by the experience, Flutter's family sang a song of gratitude and farewell, a melody that would linger in their hearts forever. The journey back was a reflection of the journey out, yet everything seemed different, imbued with the knowledge that they had changed, grown, and found something immeasurable. This forest, once a place of mystery and challenge, now felt like a companion, its secrets shared with those who dared to journey with open hearts. And as they made their way back, the ancient trees whispered their names and told of their place in the forest's endless story. Wooly and his friends, stepping out of the forest's embrace, knew that this adventure was but one of many tales to be told under the canopy of the ancient forest. But this tale of friendship, courage, and the journey home would forever hold a special place in their hearts. A reminder of the magic that unfolds when souls connect in the pursuit of something greater than themselves. In the tender light of dusk, as the forest prepared to tuck itself in for the night, the friends gathered once more beneath the grand canopy where their journey had begun. The air was filled with the soft murmurs of the forest and the gentle rustle of leaves, as if nature itself was pausing to listen. Flutter fluttered from one friend to another, her tiny heart heavy with gratitude and the bittersweet ache of farewell.
"Thank you," she whispered to each, her voice a delicate breeze that carried the depth of her emotions. "Because of you, I know my way home. But more than that, you've shown me that home isn't just a place. It's where love resides, in the heart of friends." One by one, Woolly, Thistle, Hopper, Sage, and Bramble shared a moment with Flutter. Their goodbyes a mixture of smiles and unshed tears. A silent promise that no distance could diminish the bond they had formed. With each goodbye, a thread of connection was tied, a reminder that they were forever a part of each other's stories. As Flutter flew off to return to her family, her friends watched with a mixture of pride and melancholy, understanding that every meeting comes with the eventual parting, enriched by the journey shared. They turned back towards their homes, traveling familiar paths, yet seen through new eyes, hearts full of memories, and the quiet joy of friendship tested and true. The end of the journey was reflective, a time to ponder the lessons learned and the challenges overcome. Sage, ever the voice of wisdom, spoke of the journey's meaning. "We set out to help a friend, but in doing so, we discovered the strength within ourselves and the beauty of a bond that grows in the face of adversity." As they reached the heart of the forest where their homes lay nestled among the ancient trees, they gathered around a cozy fire, the group sharing stories and laughter, the warmth of the flames mirrored in their hearts. This gathering, though tinged with the knowledge of their upcoming departure back to their individual lives, was a celebration of their unity and resilience. Hopper, with a twinkle in his eye, leaped up. "We've been through so much together. Let's promise to always remember this adventure and to meet often under these stars in this forest that has seen us grow." A chorus of agreement rose, and they each spoke of what the journey had taught them. Thistle, his voice stronger than when they had first set out, spoke of bravery found in the face of uncertainty. And Bramble, with a rare smile, mused on the light found in shared moments of darkness. Woolly, looking around at his friends, felt an overwhelming sense of gratitude. "We set out to change a story," he said softly. "But in the end, our own stories were rewritten. We've learned that together, there is no journey too daunting, no night too dark." we carry home within us, in the stories we share and the love we give. As the fire dwindled to glowing embers, the friends shared a quiet moment, the kind that speaks volumes in its silence, a mutual understanding of the journey's impact on their souls. They knew the forest would continue to whisper their tale, a story of friendship, courage, and the discovery of the true meaning of home. With the night deepening, they said their final goodbyes, not with words, but with long embraces. And one by one, they departed. In the quiet that followed, the forest seemed to sigh, a gentle breeze carrying the essence of their story to the farthest reaches of the woods. And as the stars twinkled above, the ancient trees stood witness to the magic that had unfolded beneath their boughs. A reminder that every ending is but the beginning of another story waiting to be told. So, beneath the endless canopy of the whispering forest, the tale of Wooly and his friends would live on, echoing the timeless truth that home is where the heart finds peace, love, and the warmth of friendship. Good night.